It is Monday.
What does that mean?
Oh boy.
Welcome to another exciting installment of the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm the franchise player, Double B Bad Blood, joined once again by the mixologist of professional wrestling, Mr. Chemical Julian. And the dude in the chair below us, his name is Shane. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Oh, Jesus Christ. I can never get excited for this. I literally sit there and try to hype myself up.
I think this week we're going to fast track our way through Raw and get right to the Rumble predictions.
Yeah.
There wasn't a whole lot that happened on Raw.
No.
Except
for another Veer Mahan coming soon, and he's running the main.
We actually had two pretty good matches on Raw and one okay match.
Yes.
And the okay match was Bianca Belair versus Queen Zelina, which was what started off the show, but it was more of a showcase of Bianca Belair's athletic prowess than anything else. I mean, Zelina didn't really, she showed some offense, but not a whole lot. But man, Bianca was tossing her around like a rag doll.
Yeah, she was. She's the toughest, the fastest. Look,
that is one athletic chick.
Yep.
Look, I'm going to tell you this right now, ladies and gentlemen. The one thing that I was most excited about, other than Veer Mahan's video, because pretty much that was almost all the most excitement you can have in one night.
Yeah.
Was the breaking of kayfabe. And I'm going to explain to you what I mean by that. So I am at my home in my podcast studio.
Yeah.
Julian is in Los Angeles, California, in his home. And Shane is in Portland, Oregon, in his home.
Yeah.
So if I would have run in and forearmed Julian, you would think that I'm first and foremost not in Los Angeles. But if I would have run in and forearmed Julian, if I would take off my
He's actually gonna go.
I appear and I throw Julian to the ground after they told you that we were in two different locations.
Too bad
that we made me chuckle so much. She just dewdrop just was like, you know, I'm done with this. And she takes off the headset and Becky is still talking shit. And I was thinking to myself, I know she's sitting right next to her. And then all of a sudden she just came and just started whooping her ass. Oh my God. I chuckled so much. That made my day.
Yeah. That is funny. That was funny.
That and Veer Mahan was the two best parts of Raw for me.
He's ready. In the video fact, it says he's ready.
Look. Look at the goddamn video package.
Well, shit, he better be ready.
Yeah. Look, Royal Rumble number 30.
It's taking him 6 months to get to Raw. But every video package they show is him beating himself.
It's taking him so long.
I think it's maybe 4 months, but you might be right.
Dude, it's taking him so long to get there. Knows. He's gotta be number 30.
Yeah.
In fact, when number 30 hits, it'll be funny if a cab pulls up and he just like stumbles out the back.
He rolls up and he's like, I made it.
I finally made it. And then again, people will be asking, Veer, where the hell have you been?
Oh my God. That's so funny. That is so funny. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're here live on the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast. And, you know, feel free. Feel free, ladies and gentlemen, to drop your comments and your predictions for this Royal Rumble. Because we're going to be hosting a prediction show. And it's going to be dropped later on tonight.
Premium live event.
It will be dropped later on tonight. Your boys, your Roundtable Pros and Podcast boys here at BuySome.net. Hey, but let me tell you guys something.
What?
The Wicked Crazy Pinfalls guys.
Yes.
They challenged us to Predictions Warfare.
Oh, my God.
But let me tell you, Throwback is such a cool dude. I mean, he knows that his group's going to lose.
Yes.
He already knows his group's gonna lose.
I mean, we have the predictions champion right over here. So, you know.
But check it out. Since I'm already the predictions champion, I mean, I'm pretty sure Julian's okay with that because Julian ain't ever won a championship ever again. the prediction show will be later on tonight, Mondo. Haven't had a chance to put it together yet, but we will. I actually did one yesterday with SP3.
Killing it.
True Hill Heat. I did one with, we did, it wasn't really a prediction show. It was a, a conversation, so to speak, about what we think is going to happen at the Royal Rumble. Like,
that
no one,
what the prediction
like,
means?
Like, let's talk about the news, man. Let's talk about Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey?
Did you not see the YouTube clip?
No, I did not. I did not see it.
Dudes, Ronda Rousey wants to be back at the Rumble, man. She wants to be back at WrestleMania.
She doesn't give a damn about your reputation?
She don't give a damn.
So, you know, I guess if anybody were to knock the smirk off of Charlotte Flair's face, I guess it would have to be Ronda Rousey.
Or Joe. I mean,
God forbid they should let Shayna Baszler do it.
I'm just saying.
Her best friend.
You've got your own Shayna Baszler right there at home. I mean, your own Ronda Rousey right there at home.
She got Shayna Baszler at home.
You know, you call Shayna Baszler a hoe?
Twist people's arms and necks. And
that's what it sounds like. Calling Shayna Baszler. Nothing out of her name. She'll beat me up.
They've already got a Ronda Rousey, but okay.
But did you see? Did you see in our chat group, the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast Predictions Community Championship?
Community?
Yes, I did.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, let me show you, because it's exciting for me to see
exciting.
This.
Exciting.
It was exciting because I cleared my trophy case.
Was it just exciting?
Hey, we'll talk about that later.
Hey, that was good, Shane.
Yeah, it was Shane. Shane's doing the most. Ladies and gentlemen, look at this. Look at this. This is the Predictions Warfare Championship. Let me remove this right here so you can see, ladies and gentlemen. It's exciting. It is just exciting. It's very exciting.
Oh, wow.
You see that right there?
That's a pretty title.
That is a pretty, pretty title.
Mm.
Let's see if I can make it bigger.
Oh my God, yes, bigger. And it's not even 9 o'clock.
It says the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast. It says Roundtable Pro Wrestling Predictions Champion.
Oh man. Any of us can win that?
And our logo's there. Look at that, the BuySM.net logo.
Yeah.
Oh man.
That's man. Where's my blue chew?
Look at us.
Whoa, Shane. Shane, you need a blue chew already, my man?
Man, that title got me going. I'm just saying. Bing, bing, bing.
Shane's going to get us demonetized at 7:59.
and Taz can say shit. Like, not even close to being the show over.
Your boy Kenneth right there. Ken was part of our group yesterday. And did the we did the conversation about the predictions championship and, you know, the Rumble and all this other cool stuff. So we're going to be talking about that later on. That actually dropped on YouTube earlier today. So go check it out on BodySlam.net's YouTube channel.
All right.
And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to jump right into this after a quick commercial break.
Commercials.
We will be right back after these exciting messages from the Viable
Boys and Girls Club.
Drive me insane! All these rules are lame! I've been taking all the fun out!
Drive me insane! All these rules are lame! I've been taking all the fun out! Drive me insane! All these rules...
You want to get your hair cut, you go get your hair cut right. You head down to Big D's Barbershop. Big D's Barbershop, Vancouver, Washington's best and brightest. 1019 Main Street, Vancouver, Washington, where you can go get your hair lined up, cuts, fades, shampoos, conditions, and all the great things that go with supporting a local barbershop in a local business area. You can also reach them online at www.bigdsbarbershop.com. Go get your haircut right.
B These are more than just the sounds of a safe place to go after school. These are the sounds of interest being ignited and of mentors making an impact. At Boys and Girls Clubs, we don't do just one thing. We do whatever it takes to meet the needs of every kid who comes through those doors. Because whatever it takes is what it takes to build great futures. Great futures start here.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Man, it has been a day. Like, the wrestling world has been on its ear all day.
Set ablaze.
Man, on fire to we go. Drift of memory bliss. So, we got Monday Night Raw. We're talking 5 days before the Royal Rumble.
Yep.
And now, all of a sudden, we have Randy Orton. And we have Randy Orton. We have RK-Bro. We have
Alpha Academy.
The Alpha Academy. The Dirty Dogs. We have
Dirty Dogs.
Omos.
Oh,
he's so big.
The winner, Omos. We have Omos because you know Omos is so big.
And Omos.
I don't think Omos needs Poochu though.
No.
Anyway,
Sami Zayn. Rude.
Yeah, all of these people are just basically just all of a sudden in the Rumble.
Johnny Knoxville.
Self-declared.
You know what? Fuck it. My COVID is almost gone, ladies and gentlemen. I tested yesterday, and it was so faint. Like, you had to, like, you had to really, like, squinch your eyeball to see it. So I went and took the appropriate test today. So hopefully in the next day or so, I'll get that whole, yeah, I'm clear. Because if I get that clear,
self-declare.
I am not going to be here Saturday for the watch-along of the from the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast for the Royal Rumble because I will be declaring myself for the Royal Rumble if it's that easy. I mean, shit. Shane, you want to be in a Rumble too?
I want to be in a Rumble.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go on Twitter right now and be like, I declare myself for the Rumble. Let's see if Vince gives me a call.
Just go ahead and self-declare.
Fuck it. I'm doing it right now.
Declare. Julian, do you want to be in a Rumble?
No, I'm good. I'll watch from home. Or ringside. Actually, what I'll do is I'll be at ringside and I'll have a chair there. So when one of you gets dumped out, I'll roll the chair over so you can jump on it and
we'll roll yourself to the corner. I'll wear my Jordans in honor of Xavier Woods doing the.
Right after that happens, Rhea Ripley comes out.
Oh Jesus Christ! Here we go.
I got my casket ready.
I declare
my place in the WWE Royal Rumble.
You have Amazon Prime? Amazon Prime, quick delivery.
Look, yeah. I just did it right now.
Oh my God.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, your boy the franchise, Double B Bad Blood. Otherwise known as Triple B because I'm the Bad Blood brand on Twitter. I have declared myself for the Royal Rumble because shit, it's easy. Everybody's doing it. If you can just say you're in the Rumble, I'm in the Rumble, bro. That's it.
Shout out to Cheeseburger. Cheeseburger getting the Rumble.
Yeah. You know what, man? You know what? Just exciting getting the Rumble. Ooh. Just saying. Gregor Petrov getting the Rumble.
Ooh.
You know,
JD Moonshine.
If JB Moonshine's in the Rumble, everybody be on.
He probably might accidentally eliminate himself. Who knows?
Accidentally.
What's in that jug?
You don't even know. You don't want to know
what's in it
because you know other people drank it and they were like,
"Number one entry,
about to die, throw up."
Let me tell you something. I've told this story several times on the podcast, and I'm going to remind you: if JB Moonshine or any of his little moonshine clique hand you a bottle of moonshine and say, "Try this,"
don't drink it.
Please don't try this at home, ladies and gentlemen.
You don't know where it's been.
You don't know. I drank it and was drunk for several days.
Oh my God,
man!
Yeah, I almost died.
Wow.
Like, it kills COVID, though.
Like I was right. Shit, it might kill COVID. I know it takes the paint off a fucking 67 Chevy. Man. Anyway, let's get into this whole Royal Rumble. Let's get into this whole episode of Monday Night Raw. Let's start from the beginning. Shane, you're the man in the chair. Let's run it down. What was the first thing
on Monday Night Raw? Oh, man, the first thing that happened, we have freaking the weigh-in of Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley.
Okay, so why did Brock come to the ring dressed in all denim with a big ass cowboy hat?
because he's a farmer. He's the ultimate farmer.
Yeah, in Canada. Yeah.
From Canada.
Hey, don't blame Canada. Blame yourself.
He's a Canadian farmer.
MVP says that 270 pounds of an almighty machine, closer to God than a man, 273 pounds bottle lightning Brock Lesnar will have to contend with at the Royal Rumble. This is the match that everyone wanted and written off as impossible. And of course, they both got in the way in, and still Brock Lesnar told that same old knock-knock joke and said, Bobby who?
I was more worried about what the hell was on Bobby's lip.
Me too. I think it might be a cold sore. Who knows?
Hey, I ain't spreading no rumors. I ain't starting no gossip. But if you Google what a cold sore is, yeah, I'm leaving it right there. Maybe Bobby want to put some ointment on that.
Might want to put some, because it was very noticeable.
Oh yeah, it was.
Them test for that.
They don't test for COVID. Why would they test for
Julian?
Nice segue, Julian.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Nice segue, Julian. As a matter of fact, you know what? I still, my COVID is almost gone. I can still go declare myself for the Rumble because I ain't gonna fucking.
Exactly. Wow.
I declare myself for Rumble. You got COVID?
No. All right, go on in.
Right?
No.
just wait.
You don't
want to
scan my forehead? Nope. All right, cool.
hey, man. Actually, they may thank you for showing up, and they'd be like, "Here's your ticket." When they call your number, just go ahead and run it.
Just hey, wait in the backstage.
You mean I can't do like Austin Theory? I can't ask Vince McMahon to give me number 30?
Did you bring a theme song?
He didn't ask for number 30 particularly. He asked for number 46.
He got on
He asked for number 26 or number 25, 27. You know, those numbers.
Man. So Julian, give me your take on this whole Brock Lesnar, Bobby Lashley weigh-in.
Hey guys, so you know this, I've said this before, if it's not wrestling, it should be taking place in the ring. It's a time waster of a segment. Yeah. I know that they're doing a weigh-in because they want it to be like UFC and boxing legit, but you could have had a match during this time.
Yes.
I mean, this could have been something else. I mean, we've seen super pose downs. We've seen push-up contests. We've seen poker contests. We've seen spelling bees recently. We've seen, weddings. Just all kind of shit that just takes up time. And I get it, it's a three-hour show. But really, we only had 5 matches tonight.
Yeah.
This could have been match number 6. We really could have had, and I know, it's a show... What do you say? It's a show about wrestling.
Show about wrestling.
It's the ultimate. It's the ultimate.
Or it's a show about these characters that happens to have wrestling in it. I mean,
yeah,
whatever.
It's the ultimate reality show.
Yeah. So, I mean, this stuff really does. I mean, I'm really just looking forward to seeing these two go at it in the ring, and that's it. I don't care.
Me too. It's gonna be a very big, meaty men contest.
Yeah. It's not going to be like a real weigh-in where someone's actually going to get hit in the face and then someone's really going to have, you know, a black eye when they come to the ring next, whatever. So you got Brock Lesnar cracking jokes. Yeah, come on.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You know, Curtis is right. Yeah.
He's right. If it doesn't support the heat, get it out of the ring.
Get it out.
I mean, I've seen some stupid shit.
This
happen.
Is what Raw had me today.
Oh, just keep on waiting. We'll get there in a second.
Yeah, well, yeah, we. I mean, shit. I don't know what to say. I'm just so disheveled.
Okay, so let's put it like this: we had 3 segments tonight that were not wrestling, that were in the ring, that took up 10 minutes apiece.
Yes.
In 15 minutes.
Yes. 35 minutes of time was wasted.
Yep.
Yeah. So that was 1 of 3.
I mean, who knew Riddle can spell?
Right. I mean, come on. explain that wrong. Salty.
Who knew Otis could spell? I mean, Jesus Christ.
You know what? Do you know who I blame for all this? I blame The Rock. I blame The Rock.
I blame The Rock. You hear that?
No, no. Do not blame The Rock. And I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't blame The Rock. At least The Rock was fucking entertaining.
Yeah.
No.
If I spent 15 minutes watching a segment, at least it was funny.
No, it was.
But when you had The Rock and Mankind do that, this is your life shit.
This is your life.
For 45 minutes or however the fuck long it was. And people were like, it's so fun. No. Somewhere in somebody's mind, they're like, oh, they don't mind if we do segments that long. Yeah, let's keep on doing it. Like the little backstage vignette with Vince in the hospital and, you know, fucking Mankind showing up and doing the Mr. Socko and the clown and
the clown. You know,
at least the payoff was Stone Cold with the paddles. All right, fine. But this is your life and bringing out The Rock's teacher and gym coach and first girlfriend and the clown and some cake and it just.
Speaking of cake,
nothing. It
speaking of cake,
it progressed absolutely nothing. Like, did it really help us get to know The Rock? No, these weren't people freely from his life. It's as bad as the book he wrote, released by WWE, written in his voice, because The Rock says, I mean, come on,
wow,
you know,
yeah. Okay, so look, let's just do this. Let's talk about something that actually is newsworthy today. The WWE is pushing for Ronda Rousey's return. Okay. Sean Ross Sapp at FIFO.com put a story out today about that.
She doesn't give a damn about your reputation.
And when Sean Ross Sapp says something, 99.9999999% is going to fucking happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's like that Cody Rhodes meme where he's got his hand up and he got his ear cupped and he's like listening. Yeah,
actually, I was doing EF Hutton, but okay.
There you go.
Shane. EF Hutton's just all right. Never mind. Google it.
Shane don't know. anyway, so the WWE, I mean, Sean Ross Sapp said that the WWE is pushing very hard for Ronda Rousey's return. I can see Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch again, WrestleMania.
This time, actually, 101.
Yeah, because that's what everybody wanted to see. No one wants to see Charlotte versus Ronda Rousey.
No,
me personally. I don't give a shit about Charlotte wrestling right now.
Yes, Julian?
If it means Ronda Rousey beating the brakes off of her,
then okay. I'm there for it. You're right. Then I'm there for it. I'm just saying, man. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Man, you know what? If we could, it would be a total ripoff. But if between now and Mania, we could have Charlotte Flair and Shayna Baszler do the MJF Wardlow thing and have a payoff and have Shayna Baszler just tear her limb from limb.
I might be there for that.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
Yeah, that might be something to watch. But here's the thing.
Hey, WWE,
I'm so tired of the way they're treating Shayna Baszler. Like, if Shayna Baszler doesn't kick all this ass in this Rumble this year, I'm good. Like, you can only like support her so much without getting like left in the dust.
Did she bit off Becky Lynch's neck before?
I mean, she did the whole, that was the stupidest shit I've ever seen. The whole vampire gimmick totally made me, I was like, oh my god, like, this is the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah.
But let's get back to the other dumb shit, which is Monday Night Raw. So
WWE doesn't do
that gory bloody shit though.
No, yeah. Never. They never do gory bloody stuff. No way they don't.
No. No self-mutilation. Yeah, no mutilation.
We don't do cannibalism on the show. No way.
Oh wait, we don't? Because I've seen it like several hundred times. I mean, there was a guy who was a cannibal on the show. And wait. Weren't there zombies on the show? Zombies?
Yeah, there were zombies. People. It was not that long ago, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, okay. Anyway, let's go back to the rest of why this show sucked. What was the next segment?
Julian?
All right, so we already covered Zelina versus Bianca Belair, which wasn't too bad, but I mean, this was more of Queen Zelina getting her ass handed to her. And then we get Damian Priest versus Kevin Owens. All right, not a bad match.
No.
However, this match would have been 2 to 3 times better if we had gotten the Kevin Owens who fought Seth Rollins for the Universal Championship years ago. Kevin Owens right now is working a very limited moveset just because, you know, WWE is very slow it down and kind of do what's predictable kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And right now, Damian Priest is doing the whole, oh, am I going to turn evil? Am I not? Mm-hmm. And I mean, what this match led to was Damian Priest wigging out and, you know, not obeying the ref and getting himself disqualified. Okay, champion gets DQ'd, keeps the title.
Just like Buddy Highway did on Sunday.
And I guess this is like, you know, Kevin Owens' ploy, because I think what he's trying to do is kind of force the GMs to say, hey, if you keep on getting DQ'd, we're going to have, next time we're going to have the match where if you get DQ'd, you lose the title, so forth and so on. So that might be the payoff. Now, that not all that imaginative, but I mean, if we get a title change, I'll be really happy. I'll be very happy. Get the title off of him. And if Kevin Owens can defend the title every week with a U.S. Open challenge, man, I'll be great with it.
Didn't he do that before when he was a United States champion?
Yeah, he did.
That's what I thought.
So here's the thing. Kevin Owens as the United States champion, fuck him is money right there. That is
K.O. Burke.
Yeah.
Just like Sami Zayn as Intercontinental champion is straight money.
Correct.
But the WWE is going to probably not do that because it would make sense.
Just like how Dolph Ziggler.
In my opinion, I do think the WWE will give the United States Championship to Kevin Owens via disqualification or count out or whatever, because they did this awkward segment.
Correct.
And it was so out of place. It's like, oh yeah, this match is scheduled for one fall. And in the ring, weighing in, and blah blah blah. If you do this one more time, you're gonna get disqualified. You're gonna get stripped of your title, or even worse, you're gonna get fined. Blah blah blah. And then it trails off, and I'm like, what the fuck did I just see?
It was real quick. The segment was just a bit, and then
it was like out of nowhere. I mean, you knew. I mean, we talked about this. I told you that was gonna be a match, that they were gonna do something with that disqualification gimmick because he keeps getting disqualified week after week after week. So when I saw that, I was like, okay, they're leading to that match that we want. They're going to give us that match that we want. But are they going to give it to us? Correct. And then, you know, just like Sasha snoring back there, that's how I felt watching this show. Like literally, I took a nap. I took a nap.
A nap?
I tried to miss the show.
Nope, I took my nap during the next segment.
Nice. Oh
God, it was so bad.
I stood up.
It was so bad. So, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. And I just don't know what to say. Kevin Owens needs to win the U.S. Championship.
Yes. Or so, it should have been Dolph Ziggler when Dolph Ziggler was fighting Damian Priest.
Correct.
Yes.
Anybody but Damian Priest. I'm a stan for not Damian Priest.
Winner by disqualification, Kevin.
Yeah. So anyway, Shane, what's the next segment?
Next segment, we had the 6-woman tag team match with Rhea Ripley, the WWE 24/7 champion Dana Brooke, and Liv Morgan going up against the WWE Women's Tag Team Champion Carmella, Tamina, and Nikki A.S.H., Julian's favorite.
Nikki, almost a superhero, Nikki A.S.H.
Yeah, Miss Homelander.
Okay, so before we go into it, because I know Julian has a lot, I can just see it, the wheels turning in his head. He's mixing up shit right now.
What are we doing? Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Look, here's the thing. They gave them each a video package.
Yes, they did.
Right? They gave them each a video package.
Like little mini segment.
And I'm like, why are they doing this? Like 3 hours of fucking Monday Night Raw. Three hours of Monday Night Raw. If you got 3 fucking hours of TV,
Use all your
and
wrestlers.
You can't use it. You got guys like fucking Mustafa Ali just chilling in catering, begging to be released.
Yes.
You got a 6-woman tag team match, and you give each one of these women, and I just got to say this right now. I'm sorry, Liv Morgan. I've talked so much shit about you and your promo skills. This week, you stepped your game up.
Yeah.
I think this week she actually just spoke. She wasn't reading a card, cue card. She just spoke. Exactly. They wasted so much time talking on this on this interview. I mean, these segments to talk about how each of them was going to win the Rumble. And then the 6-man tag team match happens.
Wait, is the 24/7 title on the line in the Women's Royal Rumble?
No.
Now, you know what? Why not?
And
when the late great former, no, I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say that because that's different. That's different.
Crash Holly.
I was gonna say when Crash Holly was a 24/7 champion, but he was a hardcore champion. But when he instituted the 24/7 rule, bro, he was in a fucking McDonald's.
Yes, he was trying to get some
and lost the title in the ball pit.
Yep.
He was sleepy one night. And then Crash Holly walked in and put his arm around him and was like, 1, 2, 3, new champion. Like, yes. Dude, that's when that belt was funny. Okay, so they gave the title, and let's just call it what it is, man. They gave the title to her.
For the hardcore title, Molly Holly hitting the Hurricane with the fucking cast iron.
Oh my God.
Phew. Bro. Mm.
Was just some of the funny shit to me.
What WrestleMania was that? Was that WrestleMania 17?
I mean, she clocked his ass too.
Man.
It was like clang, 1, 2, 3.
Clang.
And it was beautiful. All that shit was beautiful, man. Like, now I understand why Mick Foley took a step back. Like, yo,
no.
Some bullshit. Sorry.
Yeah.
Even Mick was like,
don't at me.
The heck is this shit?
Anyway, the 6-woman tag team match was there.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. So back in the day, when WWE had an actual roster, this 6-woman tag team match would have had the winners go into the Rumble and the losers being not in the Rumble.
Yeah. Again.
That would have been your stip.
I wonder why they didn't do that.
I mean, actually, every match probably, well, for the first 3 Raws leading up to the Rumble, there would have been a match on every show where there would have been 2 people wrestling for either a more favorable position or a position period in the Rumble. And now the roster's so thin, it's like we're just having matches and then we're just throwing each other over the top rope afterwards. Just, hey, look, I threw you out.
No, that was the tag team match later on. Let's talk about that later.
Yeah.
This women's match could have been a lot better. And everyone know I stand women. I stand for women's wrestling. I love when you women in this industry, because you're not just women. You're actually wrestlers. You're part of the, you are a valued part of the professional wrestling world.
Yes.
In my eyes. I respect and love each and every one of you.
Yes.
You're my family. You're my brothers and you're my sisters. All that shit. You deserve the same things that the men are getting. So I'm guessing by me saying that you deserve the same thing the men are getting, you deserve the shit end of the stick too. Because
yes,
they're getting the shit end of the stick. They're getting time on air. They're getting their faces seen, but their matches look like shit, just like some of the men's matches. I just think that they're just throwing shit against the wall and they're hoping it doesn't dry. Like they're like, let's let it drip down the wall. Like that's what they're hoping.
That's kind of gross. All right.
So was that match? I'm just being honest.
Carmella's face mask. That's yikes.
With Nikki A.S.H., I think this match was dedicated to showing her and Rhea Ripley's want for violence with each other.
They want violence.
Hey, I choose violence.
Violence.
I choose violence, ladies and gentlemen. I said it right here on this podcast. I choose violence. I'm excited for it.
Didn't that used to be the whole purpose of wrestling?
That people, well, I mean, yeah.
that people were choosing violence to settle a score.
Yeah.
No. It's a physical competition between two or more active individuals.
Nah.
Forming a
somebody's was choosing violence.
I mean, look, have you seen my War Games matches? We choose violence. We choose violence.
Just like how back in the day in the Attitude Era where somebody's like, man, I wonder who gets stink faced by Rikishi today.
No one chooses to get stink faced by Rikishi. No one chooses that.
Edge and Seth Rollins, they chose violence in their hell.
They chose violence. Yes. That was a story to be told.
Yeah.
Okay,
so after our women's tag match, ladies and gentlemen, we got a good old fashioned spelling bee.
Wow, spelling bee.
Once again, who knew that Riddle can fucking spell?
He spelled calibration, like, you know, when he's calibrating his scales to measure out his grams and ounces.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. I got to admit, that was hella funny.
Actually, they call Randy almost breaking character.
Yeah, because Randy...
he was kind of snickering on that line.
Yeah, Randy got a little excited when he said that. He was like,
later Riddle. Randy was like the only smart one in that spelling bee, which is pretty hilarious.
I mean, I found the whole thing very entertaining.
You start talking about cheese, you know, Otis knows it's cheeses.
Otis right. knew, hey, I'm a pretty smart fucking dude. But I didn't even realize that was a cheese. Okay.
Me neither.
Otis was like,
and cheese? I love cheese.
I was like, oh yeah, cheese. I know cheese.
He was like, he got that shit right away, and he was like, yeah,
yeah.
Oh man, I can't wait for this feud to be over.
Now, what I gotta say is the match between Gable and Randy Orton was actually pretty damn decent.
It was.
Well, I mean, okay, you Gable.
The fact that it went to commercial was bad.
Gable can't have a bad match.
No.
I'm sorry. Gable is fucking amazing. Gable cannot have a bad match. If Gable has a bad match, I will fucking riot.
He needs to be the one that holds the U.S. champion. Like, come on.
No, that's Gabe. Gabe Stevenson's going to do that. Gabe Stevenson, whatever his name is. That's going to be his gimmick because, you know, he's the new Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
But I just... He can't do no wrong, man.
No, and the cell of the RKO where he like literally like break his neck.
Oh, he sold the shit out of that.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he fucking took that like. Oh my god, that was some. That was the
sounds like more bump. Deadly than RVD selling the RKO. Yes.
That was like so stiff of a bump. I was just like Jesus Christ. But
talk about stiff bumps, man. Riddle waffled the shit out of Otis with that goddamn scooter.
Yeah, he did.
Bro, me and Riddle will have to have a fight in the back because the way he hit him with that fucking scooter, bro, like those are fighting words.
Hey,
he whacked him one good time, and then he picked it up and he hit him again. I was like, wow,
man, it was hoo wee. First of all, I don't know if anybody here has ever had one of those scooters fall on your leg or something, but them shits hurt.
Yes, so
one of those things to fall across your back like that, that's no good. That's no bueno.
Hi, it's your mom, Preston Johnson. Interesting. That's a nice way to segue into the show there, Preston. Very interesting people.
Interesting.
Speaking of interesting people, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something.
Oh yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you feel like you want a spotlight here at the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast, you can donate to BodySlam.net to help keep the website going so we can continue to bring you a wide and entertaining variety of pro wrestling and MMA content.
MMA.
So if you would like to be spotlighted and be a slamtastic slammer, you can donate to www.slamchats.com. That's www.slamchats.com.
Slam Chats. Show your ride. It ain't 9 o'clock yet, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, we had to get that out the way.
Waiting for it.
And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with more of the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Like that.
Drive me insane! All these rules are lame! Come and take it on the fun out! Drive me insane! All these rules are lame! Come and take it on the fun out! Drive me insane! All these rules...
Want to get your hair cut? You go get your hair cut right. You head down to Big D's Barbershop. Big D's Barbershop, Vancouver, Washington's best and brightest. 1019 Main Street, Vancouver, Washington, where you can go get your hair lined up, cuts, fades, shampoos, conditions, and all the great things that go with supporting a local barbershop in a local business area. You can also reach them online at www.bigdsbarbershop.com. Go get your haircut right.
These are more than just the sounds of a safe place to go after school. These are the sounds of interest being ignited and of mentors making an impact. At Boys and Girls Clubs, we don't do just one thing. We do whatever it takes to meet the needs of every kid who comes through those doors. Because whatever it takes is what it takes to build great futures. Great futures start here.
We're back, man. The interesting comments I get off that smooth ass reading of slam chats. I tell you, I'm gonna get in trouble one of these days. But I love doing it, so it's awesome. So yeah, let's get back into it real quick, man. So Shane. Well, no, Julian, what are your thoughts on the last segment?
So the last segment, the spelling bee was entertaining, but again, you know, it's time in the ring that could have been spent during a match. However, It did give us Chad Gable versus Randy Orton. I thought that was a pretty decent match. Like you said, Chad Gable doesn't have any bad matches. I actually thought that Chad Gable was going to go over a number of times.
I did too.
It was a well put together match. Really enjoyed it. I kind of look forward to anything Chad Gable does in the future. And I really look forward to these guys holding the tag championships for a little bit longer also.
Let me tell you, man, in my opinion, that was probably the best segment on the whole show.
Yes, it was.
Randy Orton versus Chad Gable.
Yeah.
like I said, Chad, Mr. 24/7, Mr. 365, always having a great match. Even Otis tossed fucking Riddle in the salad, though.
Yeah, he sure did.
I don't know. It is what it is. It was a great match. Shane, what was the next segment? Let's get to the next segment.
Oh, my God. The next segment is that we have Vince McMahon and Austin Theory segment, our favorite of the night. Good thing he didn't say the same thing last week because we couldn't even mention that. Oh, no. Yeah, Austin Theory basically says, so, since, we've been kind of hanging out for a little bit, do I get, like, a later rumble in the entry, like number 25, number 26, number 27? You didn't really say 30, because why would you ask 30? That's, like, the later spot in the rumble. And Vince McMahon said he hopes that Austin Theory destroys AJ Styles and once again take a really good selfie. What were y'all thoughts about on that segment?
Okay. For me, this is like a very sexually charged. The thing between Vince McMahon and the way he looks at Austin Theory.
And like, yeah.
It's like.
Yeah.
It's like how I look at a cheeseburger after being sick for like a week. It's like. You look like a lot of meat.
Austin, you look like a cheeseburger.
You look like a good cheeseburger. You look like a nice steak, thick and juicy. You know,
medium rare.
Vince scares me, bro. Like, he looks like he's about to die. please understand. I don't want Vince McMahon to die, but Jesus Christ, eat a fucking salad or something. I mean, a steak or something. A
salad.
He is so pale, and his face is sunk in.
Yeah.
I don't. What happened to the genetic jackhammer? Like, what the fuck?
He's almost getting the old man weepy eye.
He's got the old man weepy eye. What are you talking about?
I think they're dabbing up in between takes.
He's got more bags under his eyes than they're at the grocery store right now. I feel like I need to give him a diamond for every fucking bag I see.
I tell you, he needs to, like hand the company over to somebody else. It's like he can't take it.
And his voice. I hope you
need to go out there. Don't forget your phone. Show me your selfies. But not that one. Yeah.
What the fuck is going on with him?
He kind of sounded like Boomhauer.
It's like he has a whole mouthful of marbles, and he's got like Coke in his mouth too, so he doesn't want to spill the drink. But he's got a bowl full of marbles. Like, what the fuck? Is he an alien or something? Is he speaking? This gibberish is weird.
He might be.
I'm worried. Vince,
I mean, is that the real Mr. McMahon? Is that what we're going with here?
He's having alien blood transfused into him to keep him going.
He's got that tiger blood, like fucking. He's got that lizard blood. I don't know, but anyway, that whole thing is so like weird between the two of them. I mean, at first it was like, okay, it's mentor mentee, father son, but then like Austin walks out of the room and he's like,
yeah,
looking at his ass, like, really?
What's going on, living too long? Austin,
and it's been going on for so long, I forgot. What is actually going on? Are they going on a date? Is Vincent and
it seemed like
dude's mom? Like,
it seemed like Vince was trying to prep him for bigger and better things, but you know, Austin Theory's been dropping the ball, and you know,
well, no, he hasn't been dropping the ball lately. I mean, he's got a victory over one Universal Champion,
dropping the egg.
He beat the hell out of the Universal Champion again.
Yep.
And then he attacked AJ Styles a couple weeks ago, which they talked about before the whole Grayson Waller thing.
Grayson Waller.
So AJ went down to NXT, did his thing, and now AJ's back. And I have to say, the match between AJ Styles and Austin Theory was really fucking good.
It was.
And I mean, AJ Styles is another one of those guys that you have to like work really fucking hard to have a bad match. Like AJ's like drop down, leapfrog, drop kick, and you're like drop down, drop kick, drop kick. Yeah, okay. Like he's got to be that. You got to really work hard to have a shitty match with AJ Styles.
You mean like your Omos?
Like I said, you got to really work hard.
Oh, I don't think Omos was working hard.
Oh, I mean, don't talk about your 2022 Royal Rumble winner.
Nope.
Because he's so big.
Nope.
Shane?
Yeah.
What do you think about Omos?
He's so big.
He is so big.
He's so big.
In a perfect world,
Veer
will toss him out.
But you don't get it, though. He's so big.
No, in the perfect world, it will be three of me throwing both Veer and Omos out.
Oh, my Jesus Christ. You guys, look, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot condone what these heathens are talking about right now. Veer Mahan is coming to Raw.
And he said he's ready.
He's swallowed a bunch of Bluetooth, and he's ready. He's jacked. He's ready to go.
Not only said he's ready, he's also ready to
lay some pipe in that ring. He's going to come out as the plumber. That's his gimmick name.
Oh, my God.
Veer Mahan.
Oh, my God.
The plumber.
Don't say that out loud. Don't say it out loud.
Shut up, Evelyn.
Why? Because he comes to snake your holes and lay some pipe. He is the plumber.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Oh, my God. No, don't say that out loud.
Trademark pending.
Hold on, let me write that on paper.
Vince is like, damn it, that's a good hour. Damn, Vince is all, that's pretty good. That's pretty good shit.
Oh, man.
Bruce, write that down, Bruce.
I'm here. You see these guys on the podcast? Yeah. That's a really good idea. So.
Write that down, Bruce.
Hey, pal, did you play baseball? Let's make him a Veer Knuckleball Mahan.
Well, Veer does have a great knuckleball because he was a professional baseball player. So,
Abe Knuckleball Mahan. Let's make him a Yankee.
Spider. Oh, yeah.
Oh my God! Anyway, the match itself was fucking amazing.
It was
AJ Styles with the phenomenal forearm over the top rope to the floor, and basically AJ worked 99% of this match.
Yes.
And Austin Theory does a rolling drop kick like I do. The rolling thunder drop kick.
And he also did like a rolling blockbuster.
He is so good.
Yeah.
Like Austin Theory is the future of the WWE if
he is
played right.
If they can just keep Vince out of his way.
No.
No, you don't get it. I mean, I gotta be here with Austin. No. You know, Austin and McMahon are that's a thing, you know. It's
yeah.
Austin and McMahon is going to make money.
Austin and Steve Austin, that is. Not Vince McMahon and Austin Theory. I wonder if
this is going to lead up to a whole point where Vince just forgot to put on his glasses.
What if that happens? Like, he comes out like Halloween time. Let's just say that this long-term story goes to Halloween. And Vince is like, Austin, we're gonna go trick or treating, Austin, and I got a costume for you. And he gives him some jorts and a fucking knee brace and a leather
vest. He says BMF on it.
You gotta shave your head though.
And he gives him a ball cap afterwards.
you gotta shave your head because the ball cap doesn't look good on you. And Austin, you hear me? Do you hear me, Austin?
Austin,
I want you to do me a favor, Austin. When you come out the bathroom, I want you to break the glass.
And I want you to come out to disturb.
I want you to look at me and say, hell yeah. Okay, can you say hell yeah?
Oh, my God.
It's the wrong Austin.
Wait, you're not Steve Austin. I've been wasting my time all this time.
You lied to me all this time.
You're fired.
God damn it.
Oh shit! Okay, so let's get to the next segment.
Oh man! And then once again, they showed the WWE 2K22 trailer. How about that?
I like how they showed the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, all the behind the scenes stuff. We're like,
yeah, with Roman Reigns is still with Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman.
Yep, and he's got the sword. Drew McIntyre's sword, and then Drew McIntyre took it back, and he said, "My sword."
That's my sword.
My sword.
It's like, you ever see that episode of King of the Hill when Bobby Hill's getting beat up and he's being like bullied?
That's my purse.
He goes to the self-defense class. And
yeah.
I don't know you. That's my purse.
That's my purse.
that's what that segment reminded me of.
King of the Hill was that show to watch. I don't know you.
That's my purse.
Oh man, and this is where the part where at the end where everybody threw each other out of the ring, that we had the tag team match of the Street Profits versus the Mysterios.
Now wait a second, let's stop right here. 2 weeks ago, Sean Ross Sapp came on Fightful and said last week was a night of rematches on Raw, which it was.
Tonight
wasn't so much a night of rematches, but I can't keep watching Mysterio's Street Profit matches every fucking week.
No, I can't. I go literally insane.
As partners, as individuals, I cannot keep watching these fucking matches. There's only so many beautiful frog splashes from Montez and then shitty frog splashes from Dominic.
He also did a pose dive. Yeah. He did a superhero pose dive when he flew outside the ring.
Tadpole splashes.
Yeah.
Don't insult tadpoles like that.
You saying that tadpoles are better than Dominic?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. 100%.
That's funny.
Dominic doesn't need to be. I mean, honestly, man, he's in the WWE. He's making money. He's riding the fame off his dad's name. But he fucking sucks.
Yeah, he really does. I guarantee you, he can't wait until 2K22 comes out to be this kid dominating.
You know what? I can think of another person that should be in that spot.
What?
His daughter?
His last name is Ali. First name is Mustafa.
Yeah.
Definitely. Hashtag free Ali. Yeah. Free Ali. Hashtag free Ali.
Hashtag free Ali. Can we get that on the whole video thing?
They took away retribution.
Man, they need, I don't know.
So let me get this right. WWE, the company that fires so many people, doesn't want to get rid of one person.
Correct.
Because he's hot. He's trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, he's hot right now. They're like, oh, let's fucking keep him around.
They're keeping him captive. Makes for a good story.
Oh, you don't want to fucking do this racist gimmick that we got for you?
Well, we're going to keep you.
Okay, buddy. We're going to keep you. You're fucked.
Yeah.
Look, hashtag free Ali, ladies and gentlemen.
Hashtag free Ali.
Go on Twitter right now, ladies and gentlemen. Type in these seven words, eight characters, the hashtag, the word free, the word Ali. Please do that. He deserves it.
Yes, he does.
Get out of
that god awful place.
The man is such an intelligent athlete. Just, I don't know.
He's not being used, and if he's not being used, he's not being happy. Just let him go, you know?
Yeah, let him go. Let him go.
I'm sure the budget could use some help, you know?
Hey, Nick Khan, pull out that spreadsheet, and it says, Mustafa Ali, and just scratch him out. Let him go.
Just scratch him out. It's okay.
Let him go.
He'll be fine.
You know what else you can do? You can go ahead and just rest in peace to the IC title, because that belt's never going to be fucking defended ever again.
That should be defended in the Royal Rumble match as well. But, you know. Man,
that's another story for another day. I give up. I give up on the Intercontinental title. Shit. So let's get to what's the next segment?
The next segment. Well, I guess after that, we had that wedding segment.
You mean the birthday celebration?
Yeah, birthday celebration segment. I'm sorry about that. So basically, they were going to open presents. They had security guards around the ring, and they didn't want Edge or Beth Phoenix interfering the celebration of Marie's birthday. And what do you know, they had a big old present right there, right on the corner, and everybody thought, oh man, what if it's Edge and Beth Phoenix? But no, it turned out it was just a brick.
It's Sting.
Oh man,
it would have been more interesting if it was Sting.
Or Darby Allin just like torpedoing.
But did
outside.
You notice no mention of Mickie James tonight?
No mention of Mickie James. So
just throwing out
wrestling fans' memory. Everybody will forget. And when she comes out at the Rumble, there'll be a pop.
Oh yeah, the prohibited gate is open.
And no mention of Lita either.
No mention of Lita.
Well, I mean, when they showed the graphic, they did talk about that. But
yeah,
look, ladies and gentlemen, Julian said it best. The WWE is a show about a show of people putting on a wrestling show. That's a show. This is not sports entertainment. It's not professional wrestling. This is a fucking, not even a novella, not even a TV novella. I enjoy those. I don't speak Spanish, but I fucking understand that a lot more than I understand what happens on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Two men in a station wagon.
Two men in a station wagon.
What was the name of the show on Stars? Heels.
Heels. That's a great show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This don't is
do
like.
That. Don't do that.
Heels.
Heels is entertaining.
Yeah.
I would much rather watch Heels than watch this shit that I spent 3 hours watching today.
This is Monday Night Raw is a TV show about a wrestling company that happens to have wrestling matches on it.
Yep.
We may come like Heels. So, you know.
True. But they don't have CM Punk on their show.
No, they don't.
Heels did.
Yep.
All right. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, look, you can check us out in the greater, you know, wait. What am I doing? What am I doing wrong?
They got to see us on TV.
Well, besides that,
what?
I want to talk about something.
Yeah?
That was near and dear to my heart.
Oh, yeah? Is it me?
No.
Oh.
Something happened this weekend?
Something did happen this weekend, but something's happening next weekend.
Next weekend?
People are smart. they're going to want to get their asses down to the Colony.
The Colony?
BCW Worldwide presents the big payback live on pay-per-view. Now I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. We've been giving away the link to the show to certain people. Not anymore. It's going to be seriously. Look,
it's the big payback.
You're dropping the price to
$10.
$10? To watch the show. $10 what? To watch it live 10. On pay-per-view. Yes, 10. You know, 5 plus 10. 5, 9 yeah. plus 1. $10 to watch it live on pay-per-view. But here's the show. The Colony, 7525 North Richmond Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97203. That is the new House of Action for BCW Worldwide. Sunday, January 30th, 6 p.m. The door at bell time. 5:30 doors open. Ladies and gentlemen, get your front row seats now. Go to eventbrite.com because they are selling out faster than Barry Allen on the Flash. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Hey, they are selling ladies out. And gentlemen, JB Moonshine is on a roll.
Yes, he is.
He has racked up 2 wins in a row. If you are looking forward to the most dynamic moonshine driver you've ever seen in your life.
This guy.
The moonshine driver.
Man, come in and see this man guzzle a drink of white lightning and tear the house up.
It's more, hey, I'll tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. A BCW Worldwide show is more entertaining than watching 3 hours of fucking Monday Night Raw.
Yes, it is.
That is for true. That is the truth in the booth, my friend.
You get the most exciting roll up, everything.
Man, we're just like so close on seeing that in the most exciting roll up. We're so close on that.
So this is a huge card. Huge card. And if you're a Portland, Oregon native, if you live in this area, then you know the name Wade Hess. The name Dom Hess. You know the name the Hess Express. Well, the Hess Express is making, they made their return to BCW Worldwide. They made their return to professional wrestling. They've been gone, retired, out of the business, kaput, nothing. Don't want anything to do with wrestling, but they're back. And the main event is something very special. The main event is going to be a tag team match featuring the BCW Worldwide Tag Team Champions, Mean Mac Traeger and Lone Star, the Natural Born Outlaws.
I understand that this is not for the title.
This is a non-title matchup. This is basically a match of respect. The Natural Born Outlaws to face the Hess Express. Now, Lone Star, the man, look, Lone Star is so goddamn bad that Chuck Norris is like, yo, I ain't fucking with that guy.
Even Chuck Norris is afraid of him.
So if Chuck Norris is afraid of this man, you know this man is the shit. And he's taking him and his partner, me, Matt Traeger, one of the most violent men. And all of BCW. I mean, I've seen this guy have a brain bleed from a cinder block.
Whoa.
Yikes.
In a hardcore match during a Christmas season. And this guy came back a week later.
A week later?
7 whole days.
Wow.
Man, I just got to tell you, it's going to be crazy. And then because of the BS that happened, during the main event last night, Just Exciting is being forced to defend the BCW Worldwide Championship.
Oh, no.
Again?
But here's the stipulation this time, because the old bastard, Tex Thompson, being one of the owners. The Rockefeller Foundation is banned from ringside. No me, no Cosmo, no Douglas. Not like Just X needs our help to win the match anyway, because he doesn't.
He's the most exciting champion.
He's the most exciting BCW Worldwide Champion in history. Yeah. He don't need our help, but he's facing Buddy Highway. I got to say, Buddy Highway, my brother-in-law, former tag team partner, he is no pushover either.
No, he is not.
So, I mean, former NWA Pacific Northwest Heavyweight Champion, NWA Pacific Northwest Television Champion, one half of the Pacific Northwest Tag Team Champions with me. I just got to say, the nephew of the legendary Taskmaster, Kevin Sullivan, it's going to be lit. Speaking of lit.
Oh, my goodness.
I issued open challenge. I said, anybody, because I had COVID. I couldn't be there last week. I said, you know what? Anybody, I don't give a damn who it is, from anywhere, any place, any time, come challenge your boy for the OIW North American Heavyweight Championship.
For Big Red?
For Big Red, my sweet girl,
Big Red?
Her right here, the most Big beautiful Red. Redhead
with
I know.
All those titles.
Calm down, Shane. Don't touch Big Red again. Anyway, Big Red, I'm defending the OIW North American Heavyweight Championship against a man named Pat Large. Pat Large made his return debut to BCW last night. Wrestled Petrov, had a decent match, but somehow ended up leaving with Petrov and the rest of the Hellhounds or Hellbound, whatever the hell they call themselves. It's all good. It's all good. So he's gonna be there. I'm gonna be there. The championship will be on the line. We're gonna get it in. And then a match that is probably gonna be something very important to these two guys. That old senile bastard Tex Thompson.
JB Moonshine is in the chat.
I see JB Moonshine, he's probably drunk. That old senile bastard Tex Thompson is taking on another old senile bastard and Widowmaker. Who hasn't been in the ring in fucking 5 years.
5 years.
He came and interrupted and interfered in that match and got my boys disqualified.
Ooh.
So now he's facing Tex Thompson in a retirement match. Whoever loses, got to leave. I wonder if I rush the ring and hit Tex and Justex rush the ring and hits the other guy, Widowmaker, and it's a double disqualification, they both lose, they both got to retire? kill two birds with one stone. I'm down with that. But then you also got my boy.
I hope you bring some powerful Cosmo ARP cards with you.
Yeah. We got my boy Cosmo and some Depends. My boy Cosmo, the new No Limits champion.
No Limits champion.
He's going to be there. He's facing, I believe it's.
Go out there with pipes.
I think it's facing Troy Prescott.
Troy Prescott? The pretty boy Prescott?
Pretty boy Troy Prescott. Gregor Petrov's going to be there, the Pacific Northwest Television champion. This drunk bastard, JB Moonshine, I beat Raven last night due to slop drop.
He sure did. It's a pretty one, too.
It was a pretty one.
I've taken that slop drop.
And
I've given JB the
Ucharana. By the way,
I was shocked. I've never seen JB do a Rana, but he did it last night, and it was
I was watching it.
I was doing his commentary, and I popped for it. Yes, JB, I popped for your Rana. You're still a piece of shit.
It was
anyway,
Ucharana.
I've wrestled JB, and I've taken that slop drop. I've given him his own slop drop. He's giving me the blackout. So, got to go with the pipes.
Yeah, the pipes.
Hey, man, look, it's gonna be awesome. Look, doors open at 5:30. Bell time is at 6 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss this show. It's awesome. It's the best show you're gonna find in the whole city of St. John's. The best show in all of Portland. The best show in all of North Portland.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say it. Doors open at 5:30, bell time's at 6 o'clock. Sunday, January 30th, 2022. BCW Worldwide presents The Big Payback. And if you want to order it live, all you got to do is type in these beautiful letters, BCWBOOKER at gmail.com. That is BCWBOOKER at gmail.com. It's going to be awesome, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a lot
and you know what? Julian.
It's about that time.
Can you do me a favor, Julian?
I sure can.
Can you tell these cool-ass people that watch this podcast every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday night when they can watch this on TV if they live in Portland?
If you're in the Portland, Oregon area and you want to watch this podcast on your television, on the video scope, yeah.
Dig
all
it.
You got to do it. Tune in on Mondays at 10 p.m. on channel 22 Xfinity TV and channel 8002 CenturyLink TV. Better yet, tune in on Tuesdays at 9:30 p.m. on channel 23 Xfinity TV and channel 8003 CenturyLink TV. And if you're just really a procrastinator, you got a busy early in the week, come right in the middle of the week and you can catch us on Wednesdays at 9:30 p.m. on channel 11 CenturyLink TV and Xfinity TV.
Wow.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, breaking news.
Right.
Not only can you catch the Roundtable Pro Wrestling podcast on there, but you can catch BCW Worldwide Wrestling on those channels also.
Wow. What?
More information.
Can we watch it on MySpace?
You can watch. Damn. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you're driving around your car, you know, let's do this right. Shane has already ruined it for us with the My Series joke, so let's do this right.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're driving around in your car and you're like, wow, I love that guy's voice, I would love to listen to him all night long. But while I'm driving, I can't watch the video. I wonder where I can find them. Well, this show's available on Google Podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio.
Everywhere.
All major podcast platforms. If you want to find out about wrestling news, you can go to bodyslam.net for all your wrestling news needs. That's right. And if you can't find that for some reason, and you just look at the computer and you're like, where can I find that? You can type in www.bodyslam.net. That's www.bodyslam.net. Yeah. If you like the hat and the hoodie that I'm wearing today, you can find them at www.503originals.com. That's right. www.503originals.com. It's where all the cool shit is. And we would like to thank you for watching us here on the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast, seen on bodyslam.net. For that smooth chocolate brother to the right,
Kimiko
Julian, and to the pasty brother below us in the chair, Free Boy Double B, thank you for watching us here on the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast. We'll see you Wednesday.